I started my work in Palestine over 30 years ago, there was no internet. And the ability to share information at that time was very easily filtered by the few media outlets and New York Times and a few TV channels, and cable news was just starting at that time as well. So the ability to control these images was to also control the public perception of what occupation meant, what Palestinian life was like under occupation in the West Bank and Gaza. That was easily filtered and easily managed. That's not possible today with social media and with some of the courageous work that's being done on the ground, particularly in Gaza, by journalists who are able to share images which are unfiltered. Sean King on Instagram is providing an immense amount of information from a variety of sources that come in unfiltered. And it's harsh to see those images, but it reminds us that although it's a political issue, it's destroying the lives of innocent people on a regular basis. That lack of filtering has deeply affected all of us from a human and psychological point of view, because we're seeing images which are too graphic to even describe. The kind of injuries and death and the pain and anguish that parents who are carrying dead babies, that just is something that people are seeing now. And it's starting to change significantly the perception that the general population has of what's happening in Gaza. From a human point of view, you can only try to justify your position of inflicting violence on an unprotected or civilian population through these political justifications. At some point, it just runs out of any kind of credibility when the alternative is just a huge number of dead and injured children and civilians and destruction of schools, of churches, of mosques, of hospitals, of UN buildings. And on the contrary, an effort to justify it only garners further opposition and anger. And people hear the